Welcome back to Question Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, what do you do if you're a drug company and your drug doesn't get put into the USPSTF guidelines? What do you do if you're a company that has a certain test, a certain test that monitors or collects data or is a screening test for disease, and your test doesn't get put into the USPSTF recommendations? What do you do next? That is the question, and the answer is, what did Cologuard do when the USPSTF did not put them in their colon cancer screening guidelines? You ponder that question, and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bill, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? You might recall the USPSTF, when they came out with their recommendations on colon cancer screening, they said, hey, we think that you should do all kinds of different kinds of colon cancer screening, but do not do Cologuard. Yes, they said do not do Cologuard. And the reason for that was there was too many false positives. The test cost too much for the amount of false positives. This is a screening test, and we want to make sure that hopefully we're catching all of the cancers, but at the same time, we don't want to have so many false positives that we're sending everyone for additional colon cancer screening with colonoscopy. The concern is that overall, the first generation of Cologuard was less effective at screening than colonoscopy. So why would we recommend a test that is less effective than colonoscopy? Just go ahead and go to colonoscopy. The reason for these fecal tests that we use is to hopefully be better than or equal to colonoscopy, which hopefully then we can prevent having colonoscopies or the need for as many colonoscopies to be done. Well, the message was heard loud and clear by Cologuard, and they now have a new generation of Cologuard, next generation multi-target stool DNA test for Cologuard screening. This was in the New England Journal of Medicine, March 14th, 2024, and at which time they took 20,000 asymptomatic adults, had them do a new generation Cologuard as well as a colonoscopy to see how well their new test compared to the gold standard of colonoscopy. For this new generation of Cologuard, the positive predictive value, which is the proportion of positive tests that were true positive for cancer or advanced neoplasia, was 11%, meaning if you had a positive test, we could say about 1 in 10 we were going to be able to find something when we went into colonoscopy. The negative predictive value, which is maybe even more important because when it's negative, we want to make sure that it's negative. We don't want to say, hey, it's a negative test, then have you go about living your life and then all of a sudden, boom, we were missing big cancer this whole time. The negative predictive value, which was the proportion of negative tests that were true negative for cancer or advanced neoplasia, was 93%. Overall, the stool DNA test, or this new generation Cologuard, was substantially more sensitive than FIT tests, but just slightly less specific. I will say that this new test seems to have similar sensitivity but higher specificity than the original predecessor, or Cologuard 1, which is a fantastic finding, leading to hopefully fewer false positives. At this time, there is a request into the FDA for Cologuard number 2 approval. And if it is approved by the FDA, which honestly, I'm not sure why it wouldn't be approved by the FDA, the use will depend obviously on guideline recommendations, but cost, insurance coverage, preferences, and physician recommendations. For me, it's ultimately going to be the cost. How much is this really going to cost? Because if you're not that much better than a FIT test, well then, you should really cost about the same amount of money as a FIT test. And anyone who has written for Cologuard knows that it costs significantly more money and was not nearly as good. This seems to be closer to FIT test, maybe even a little bit better, but if it comes at a price tag of $1 gazillion, then it may not be worth it. I think overall the takeaway bottom line for me is, the original Cologuard test had way too many false positives. It wasn't that good because we were sending way too many people off to colonoscopy. The goal for any screening test is to make sure we catch those individuals that have cancer and we don't catch too many that we're sending everyone onto the next stage of screening. Cologuard test number 2, or Cologuard next generation, does seem to be better, but we are currently waiting for FDA approval at this time. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better, one question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. Until next time, keep the quest and questioning.